91X News.
It's minus 2 degrees and cloudy. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. One of the Trudeau Park Four has been arrested in connection with an armed home invasion in Kingston. Police arrested 21-year-old Kadeem Francis on Tuesday after a Colburn Street home was raided around noon January 25th. Francis and two others are charged with robbery, break and enter, forcible confinement, and use of a firearm in the commission of a criminal offense. Also charged are 20-year-old Michael Kurt Ranger and 21-year-old Jesse John McNeely. Francis and Ranger are facing an additional charge of using a disguise when committing a criminal offense. Francis was one of four men charged with second-degree murder in the May 2010 beating death of a 27-year-old Mississauga man at Trudeau Park in Tweed. Francis's charge was later dropped to manslaughter, and he was sentenced to one day in prison plus time already served. Police are still looking for a fourth suspect they believe was involved in the robbery. Anyone with information is asked to call Kingston Police or Crime Stoppers. A single vehicle collision on the 401 yesterday has left a Marmara woman dead. 58-year-old Heather Wakeham died when her car rolled over between Walbridge Loyalist and Glenmiller Road just before 2:30. The highway was closed for 4 hours. A man is fighting for his life after a violent incident last night. Belleville police responded to a disturbance on Valley View Crescent just before midnight. They found a 41-year-old man unconscious on the front lawn of a home. He's now in Kingston General Hospital with life-threatening injuries. A woman was also assaulted at the scene, but not seriously hurt. A 57-year-old Belleville man faces charges of aggravated assault and 2 counts of assault with a weapon. The husband of a Calgary woman severely beaten in Mexico says his wife is slowly recovering after extensive facial reconstruction surgery. Andrew Knapp has released a statement through hospital staff, the first public comments he has made since his wife Sheila was found lying in a pool of blood in the elevator of a resort in Mazatlan. He says the past few weeks have been difficult for Sheila and the family, and he is grateful for the support it has received from coast to coast. He says the reconstruction surgery was a success, but his wife faces a long road to recovery. She remains sedated in intensive care, but has been responsive and is showing small improvements every day. Authorities have charged a Mexican man, Jose Ramon Acosta Quintero, with attempted murder. Officials in Egypt have launched an investigation into yesterday's post-game stampede in Port Said that left at least 74 people dead. Reporter Mark Levy says many Egyptians blame police and the ruling military for failing to prevent the country's worst ever soccer violence, the deadliest such incident in the world since 1996.
There's no question that Egyptian police failed to control the crowd or stop the violence. Now there are kind of bizarre conspiracy theories afloat, as though Egypt's ruling military did this on purpose, as a way of showing it needs to stay in power and maintain order.
The Prime Minister announced today that he's dissolved the Egyptian Soccer Federation's board and referred its members for questioning by prosecutors about the violence. That's 91X News to 105. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
The NHL is investigating a scoreboard error that gave the Los Angeles Kings a win over the Columbus Blue Jackets last night. Drew Doughty scored the winning goal with less than 1 second to play in regulation to lift the Kings to a 3-2 victory. But when the Blue Jackets looked at the video after the game, they discovered the clock froze roughly a second prior to Doughty's goal, meaning time should have expired. The Montreal Canadiens will be looking to bounce back from Tuesday's 3-1 home loss to Buffalo when they host New Jersey at the Bell Centre. The Devils downed the New York Rangers 4-3 in a shootout last time out. It's one of 8 games on the NHL slate. Also in the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs ended Pittsburgh's winning streak last night. Toronto was coming off a third-period collapse the night before in Pittsburgh, where the Penguins rallied from a 4-1 deficit to beat the Leafs 5-4 in a shootout. The top two teams in the NHL's Western Conference square off in Vancouver tonight as the Canucks host the Detroit Red Wings. In OHL action, the Belleville Bulls head to Kitchener tomorrow to take on the Rangers. The Peterborough Stars will also head to Kingston to face off against the Frontenacs. The Valley of the Sun is this week's PGA Tour stop, with round one of the Phoenix Open scheduled for today at TPC Scottsdale. Mark Wilson won last year's frost-delayed event at a Monday finish, and frost held up the start of today's play. The field includes Canadian Graham DeLate, Stephen Ames, and David Hearn. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's all for sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91x Weather.
The sun is trying to come out. Today, mainly cloudy, clearing late this afternoon. The temperature steady near minus 1. Tonight, clear with a low of minus 10. Friday, sunny. Increasing cloudiness early in the afternoon with 30% chance of flurries in the evening, the high of plus 2. Saturday, sunny. The low minus 8, the high of minus 2. Right now, it's minus 2 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Keenan Weaver, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.